For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport with a side of carry-on.
Calling all my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in
a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Good morning. Welcome to it. Saturday morning in the Triple M Towers. Your Weekend Huddle team is in the building. Ryan, Danny and Tom. Good morning, Danny.
Oh, good morning, boys. Big week for you both. Sian, producer Sian's dropped in some cupcakes.
Yes.
It was your birthdays.
It was. You got it right this week.
42 for you, Tommy. Do we talk? Yeah. When do you get to a point where you stop talking about age?
Oh, come on, mate. We're not there yet.
Well, I'm only 33. You guys are...
Oh, right, please.
Well, hang on. You were 40.
Yeah.
What a big one for you, Rhino.
I feel it this week.
Did you have a big birthday day?
No, I didn't do much at all. Just a little family get together.
Okay.
Just a couple of people over. Nothing big.
Not what I heard.
Not what Tommy heard.
Oh, please.
We've already talked about it before you got in. So we will get into
gossip session.
We'll get into that a little bit later on.
Did you see the story about Twiggy's big party?
Oh. No, I didn't. Was Rhino's just as big?
No.
He's got just as much money as Twiggy's.
I saw the list of people that couldn't make it to Twiggy's.
Yeah.
Had to send video messages.
Yeah.
I might know why.
Okay. Well, anyway, all I want to say is I've acknowledged your birthdays. I text you both for your
twice.
Birthdays.
The day before.
Producer Sian's boarding. Yep. Boarding cupcakes.
Let's move on.
My birthday was on July 15. No one knew about it. Yep. We sat in this very studio and I didn't get one birthday wish.
Out in the sun ever since.
John Worsford medal tonight for West Coast. The last one I attend as a player's partner, I have donned a spray tan and I look really good
Because it's your last one, you went into the spray tan place and said, give me the works. Give me, you know what you normally
like
give me?
The morning after.
Double it.
This is what it looks like the morning after. I'm yet to have another shower. I'll be right by tonight.
Ryan, have you ever painted your house, right? And you go in there and they give you like the swatches stuff.
You say,
I'm going to go for that shade of, I'll say green.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then after you paint it, you go, gee, I went a bit dark there.
No, that's what happened
with Danny.
Olive and July here in Subiaco, if you're listening, they never go wrong with my spray tans. So... I know this will show up good for tonight.
Oh, that was done professionally.
See you on the blue carpet.
Oh, I thought you did it yourself.
Notice the plug there too.
Judge.
No record she paid for that.
I've got a few plugs in the show to come, so stay tuned.
Footy-wise though, AFL has a weekend off.
Yes.
Not sure how we feel about that, but it does leave the weekend free for the fantastic AFLW.
Yes, season 8.
Which kicked off last night, so we'll get stuck into that. And we're going to talk to the vice captain of the West Coast Eagles.
A big game tomorrow, the Derby. And you are calling that, Tommy. So we're going to pick your brain on everything about
hard.
That game.
I'm ready to go.
How it's going to go.
The Driz.
Actually, Rhino, bring this up with your bosses. I did the inaugural Derby for AFLW on the boundary with you.
Really?
Are you on the boundary for the game tomorrow?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we've both been given the flick.
I don't remember doing that.
No, we did it together at Optus. Do you
did
not
we
remember?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. The first one ever.
You really? You know what you
together.
Are? We did the first one together and you're too big for your boots that you've just forgotten that I did it
I must
with
have
you.
Really carried it that day.
All right, we're dragging here. Father's Day, of course, tomorrow. We'll get stuck into that. But next up, though, we'll have a chat to Bella Lewis, the vice-captain of the West Coast Eagles, ahead of that derby tomorrow afternoon, which you can hear live right here on Triple M. It's getting a bit feisty in here to kick things off.
Well, you said you're away for this year's Perth Royal Show.
Yeah, and I'm really flat about it. Like, actually flat.
I love the Royal Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. But I'm away the entire time.
No, I just expected an 8-year-old to maybe be flat that they're away for the Royal Show.
You got a system for the Royal Show?
What do you mean?
Well, when we went and used to go to the Royal Show, Dad had a system. You're allowed show bags, but you couldn't buy them until you're about to walk out.
Oh,
so you don't have to carry them around.
That's the
key.
Yeah,
but see, that was the thrill as a kid. You run straight to the
show bag straight away.
Yeah, show bag straight away.
Because
I wasn't
on
a ride.
You have to carry them. Kids go on the rides, got to fit them on the pram. Pain in the ass.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Dad.
It's such a grumpy day.
AFLW season 8 kicked off last night.
That is great planning, Ryan.
No, it's not. But you look forward to seeing what kind of parent you turn out to be. Tommy,
military.
The reigning premiers, Melbourne.
Yes.
Beat Collingwood. But it was close last night because Collingwood had the lead. And then all of a sudden, the reigning premiers pulled through with Daisy Pierce watching on. I think we've got a little bit of a recap of what happened.
It's Friday night under lights at Icon Park, the opening night of Season 8 AFLW. And it's the Demons straight out of the middle. McNamara wants to flip one over the top. This time Bannon kicks the first of the night. Zanka hoiks it over her shoulder. Great goal. Harris stolen from point blank range. Slots another one. Over the back, Sheriff Marks. Handballs over the top. And Alyssa Bannon walks it into goal. And doesn't she love it? The hunter is now the hunted, but tonight has shown they're going to take some hunting to beat them in season 8. Melbourne win.
Yeah, they were far too good last night. They smashed them in the second half as well, just dominating, kicked a heap of goals.
Well, that's what I was trying to say before when you guys rudely laughed at me when the montage was playing, that the Pies were in front. They were leading by 14 points halfway through the second.
There you go.
And then, yeah, and as you say, the Ds were just
I read this morning too, like a record crowd, like bigger than the grand final last year. So huge crowd down there. Great to see. And I reckon they'll get a big crowd tomorrow as well. So yeah, the Derby's on.
Fremantle Oval.
We are calling the game. So live right here on Triple M will be good.
Actually, we're meant to be catching up with Bella Lewis, the vice captain of West Coast. So we'll hopefully get her on the show a little bit later on. Now, this Derby's exciting for both sides, but because West Coast do go into the game, I guess, would you say the underdogs?
Definitely.
The underdogs tomorrow. They've got three massive debutants. So All-Australian ruck, her name was Lauren Wackfirm. Okay, so she debuts.
I saw her, one of the coaches read a poem when they said that Wack was debuting.
That's right.
I thought the Embers was back.
How good is it? They've really retired him at that club, haven't they? They got a new whack in town. They got a little small midfielder called Emily Elkington. Her debut video was actually quite emotional as well. She averages, you two wouldn't be able to do this, 9 tackles a game.
No, I couldn't.
At the AFLW under 18 champs. 9 tackles.
Jeez.
That's awesome. And then Amy Franklin, who's the superstar from Frio, she'll be, I think she's playing. They're still trying to see if she's going to get up for the game tomorrow. So,
jeez, imagine that coming up against.
Yeah, there'd be a bit of fire.
And also in the same state. So you're going from Frio to West Coast. Woo!
So massive game tomorrow. Hopefully you can get down at Fremantle Oval, 3 o'clock, 3:05.
3:05. And
bounce down.
Live on Triple M and also, you know, Channel 7, Fox and KO. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. Rhino, you didn't get the gig on the boundary.
No.
For tomorrow.
No.
Neither did I. We did the game in 2020 when West Coast entered the competition.
Yeah,
the
Northern
Derby at Optus.
Did we?
Do you not remember working
with me? I don't remember even an ounce of it, but you just showed me a picture and I couldn't believe how young you looked.
Yeah, do you know what?
It was remarkable.
Actually, just on that, it's really rude when someone shows you an old photo to go, wow, you look young. Say something like, oh, Dan, you were such a baby in that photo. Like, don't just go, wow, you look like really young. Like, mate, you're still 7 years my senior.
That's true. Some of us don't age,
and some of us don't have the money to get Botox. So.
Whack on the way out. 92.9 Triple M coming up. We found some information about Ryan's birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're getting this rubbish
from. 4-0. You've entered a new decade and you've left off some very important people
to
celebrate with you.
From a source.
Oh, here we go.
Some information. I'll tell you what. A couple of the biggest names in Perth are not happy.
Was Miguel Sanchez on Twitter one of your sources?
Inside joke. We'll do that next. Just take the piss out of Rhino. 92.9 Triple M. Hey, just got a text from the legal department.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to run their eye over the information I was given about Rhino.
Do you know what? He has. You've pumped this up. You always do with your investigations. Yeah.
I always know it's trouble when I rock up in the morning and Tommy's here before me because he's never here before me.
It's craft, Ryan.
Well,
craft.
I always get nervous as well because he sends a little thing to the WhatsApp group to say I've got a big investigation tomorrow night.
Yep.
Always get worried it might be West Coast related.
Let's
and
just
I don't
say,
want a bar of it.
It involves two of the biggest names in Perth media.
Oh. All right.
All right.
I look forward to it. AFLW Season 8 kicked off last night. Melbourne and Collingwood, as we spoke about earlier. We were trying to get the vice captain of the West Coast Eagles on the line, Bella. Bella Lewis earlier.
Superstar.
Superstar for the club. And we've got her now. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Look, we tried to get you 5 minutes ago. Where were you? Having your captain's run latte?
Sorry.
Or what were you up to? What do you do on the morning of captain's run?
Oh, look, I was walking my dog and my phone was on silent.
What kind of dog do you have, Bella?
Oh, she's a little toy poodle.
Yeah,
oh,
lovely.
Oh, very cute.
Non-shedding, smart.
Bella, you are 20 years old. You came to West Coast as the new draftee. You're vice captain after just 3 seasons. There's a lot on the line going into the season start tomorrow against Frio. You guys want to obviously make a huge impact from the get-go. How's everyone feeling?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. We want to make a huge impact. I think it's kind of a couple of the girls were saying, oh, we don't want to verse Frio until kind of round 5-6. But I'm kind of glad that we get them in the season opener. I think it's good for us to kind of stamp our message with a derby win and then going to the rest of the season. So everyone's really, really excited.
In terms of the list, Bello, it obviously hasn't really performed that well the last couple of years. Is there hope for Eagles fans that this season's AFLW side is going to jump up the ladder a little bit? Obviously, you don't have super high expectations on flags yet, but can you push, win a few games, play, maybe be in contention for finals? Are you in that space yet, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely not something that we've shied away from in terms of discussions that we've had as a group. And I think because of the way we performed, it's kind of disappointing for us and disappointing for our members and our family and people that come down to watch us. And yeah, we want to get some more wins on the board. And I think, with like you said, with the list change, we've only had one come in from Frio. And I think that's been really, really good for us in terms of our continuity.
Now, tell us about Amy Franklin. Will she play tomorrow? Of course, ex-Docker going up against her old teammates.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, look, I think you can't really not play an ex-Docker when you're going into the journey.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, she will be. She'll be out there. And we'll get around her if they get into her, but it should be lots of fun.
And what about Lauren Wakfa?
That's
the Whack. Now, she's got a pretty big nickname there, the Whack. What's she like? What's she like to train with? And is she excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, do you know what? I think from last year, she couldn't really get into main training with the group because of her ACL. Yeah. And this year she's come in and, like, I think she's the one to watch, to be honest. She is unreal. She's going to tear up tomorrow, I think.
Oh, well, we look forward to it. Derby to kickstart round one for the AFL Women's Season 8 at Fremantle Oval, 3:05 tomorrow, live on Triple M, Tommy.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. Got to make sure we're ready to go. Me, Lockie, Embers and Britt Taylor down on the boundary. That'd be great. You can hear the game live right here, 3 o'clock on Triple M. Or head down to Frio Oval and, of course, you can see Bella running out with the West Coast
Eagles.
Bella.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Beautiful. Bella Lewis from the West Coast Eagles. That kicks off tomorrow, 3 o'clock live right here on Triple M, like we said. Still to come, though.
Are you okay, Ryan?
No, I'm good.
No, just letting Tommy and I do the interview. The most of the interview.
I've got a question
in
there.
If you want to go make yourself a coffee, just go.
Oh, I like to absorb.
Still to come, some big Dan Ricardo news. When's he coming back? Danny's mate.
Mm?
Back driving soon good or friend. Still a few weeks away. We'll tick that off. For now, man, Rusty.
Pedal to the metal.
And it's lights out and away we go!
This is Rusty's Motorsport Update.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
Yeah, on the line right now from Pit Lane, and of course the host of Rusty's Garage Podcast, which you can get for free on the Listener app. Morning, Rusty.
Morning, team. How are we?
We're all well here.
We're all right. We've had cupcakes for breakfast.
Yep.
Good.
Little sugar hit.
9 a.m. here, so.
Yeah. Where's mine?
Well, we can ship one over to you if you want. I don't know the state of the cake would be in by the time it gets there. But
plus, Tommy's already taken a big bite out of it.
I can't resist.
Now, Rusty, the final pieces of the supercars grid for next season are just about in place. One team giving a youngster a big chance and another team is downsizing from 4 to 2 cars.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tickford team, which has a lot of history with Ford in the modern era, is going from 4 cars to 2. And some people might worry about that sort of shift. But I think given some of the good people they've got there and their history, maybe that kind of consolidation can help them get back to being regulars on the podium or in the winner's circle or frame, so to speak. And then separately, the Walkinshaw team might be saying goodbye to Nick Percat, but they are welcoming a fast young Kiwi by the name of Ryan Wood, who is only in his first year of supercars. He's currently competing in the second tier of the sport, and they're going to promote him to the main game next year alongside Chas Mostert. So a young kid with a lot of talent, rated highly by people like Shane Van Gisbergen and so on. Great to see him get his chance.
Rusty, Lewis Hamilton's inked a new deal with Mercedes, which takes him into his 40s. Like you, Rhino, in your 40s now.
Jeez, that's harsh.
As of this week.
Wow.
But the difference between you and Lewis Hamilton is that he's got a chance at a record-breaking 8th world title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Mercedes have basically squared away both their drivers. The boss, Toto Wolff, has been able to get George Russell sorted for the next couple of years as well. So, as you rightly point out, it'll take Lewis, who's 38 now, into his 40s, and imagine if they can recapture a bit of that form we've seen of them in recent years, and maybe he could win an 8th world title. That'd be unprecedented. And he drove last weekend as he chased a podium finish there at the Dutch Grand Prix. Like someone half his age, he's still got that real smart as a race driver and real kind of youthful tenacity about him. So looking forward to seeing what happens in his 40s.
And the young Kiwi who was sub for Daniel Ricciardo was back in the car this weekend for the Italian Grand Prix. What's the latest on our man and Danny's man, Dan Ricciardo?
Yeah, so he's had some surgery, as you guys know, in Spain on that hand injury. They're targeting, we believe, a return at the Singapore Grand Prix. But we've got to remember, just up the road there from you guys in Perth, the Singapore race, which a lot of WA people go to. I mean, it's hot, it's humid, it's a very unforgiving track. The race often runs the full 2 hours, so that could be a really big test of Dan. Hopefully he's up to the job of stepping back in there. And a nice little, you know, window into his personality that Danny knows so well. He's very kindly offered lots of good advice to Liam Lawson as Liam sort of takes over the reins last weekend of the Dutch race and this weekend in Monza in Italy.
Thanks, Rusty. Well, we'll send that cupcake and you can fill us in next week how it tastes.
Good on you. Thanks,
Rusty.
See you. Bye.
The checkered flag's out for Rusty's Motorsport Update.
It's McLaren and Ricciardo that win the Italian Grand Prix.
Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence.
Big finish from Blink 182. They're in town, I think, soon.
Yeah. Feb.
I'm going.
Feb. Yeah, so am I. Do you know I accidentally have 8 tickets? And I'll explain it on another show.
Must be
show,
nice but... to have tickets.
Well, no, because I bought 4 sitting. No, bought 4 standing. And then Luke said, I'm not going to want to stand if it's in season at a concert, so I bought 4 sitting for him. Turns out he's retired, so now I've got 8 tickets. Oh. Anyway, if anyone wants to come,
hit up
123-53.
Don't do that. The phones will light up.
Yeah, quick, shut the phone lines off. Hey, Longneck Brewery, beautiful place down there in Perth, which we had the Rush Hour OB that was down there.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fantastic down there. Great place to go if you're looking for somewhere to go, maybe for Father's Day.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, it'll be absolutely pumping tomorrow. It's got really beautiful views there as well. There's actually the jetty right outside Longneck Brewery as well, where Rhino normally parks his super yacht.
Yeah.
Give him a wave if you see him tomorrow on Father's Day on his, what's it called, the top of a boat?
The deck.
The deck. Rhino hosing down his deck, give him away
from... out on his big deck.
Got to keep the deck clean. Now, what I was going to say is that I like going there because it's... You're in the city. Normally, if you're gonna get to a place...
It's all hustle and bustle in the city.
Yeah, but somehow, this isn't. It's
like a little oasis.
It is an oasis in the city. That's exactly what it is.
Longneck Brewery on the Point, Riverside Drive, East Perth.
Unique beer experiences on the Point, Riverside Drive, East Perth, like Danny said. We were teasing it earlier on. Of course, you had your 40th birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thursday. Yep. 40. Now, kept it very low-key this year.
Producer Sian brought the cupcakes in for the boys' birthday week.
So I didn't feel like doing anything big.
You got old girls last month, but thanks anyway, Sian.
So, now Ryan claims last Saturday he couldn't work at the football last round of the season. His birthday,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah, couldn't having work. A family get together.
That, because when do you get to an age where you stop just calling in sick for your birthday? Like, surely
sick. It was more like... Got something on.
The 40th's a big one.
We actually got quite offended, Danny, that we weren't invited to his party.
Well, there wasn't really a party.
Well,
you took the night off work. But anyway, that's okay.
Had some people around. Now, I got a message from somebody, and it said, hey, guys, heard you on the weekend huddle talking about Ryan's birthday. Just want to inform you that there was a party.
Oh, right.
And in fact,
interesting.
It was quite big. Now, they said they want to apologise to any dogs in the Dianella area.
Dogs?
Yeah, because the fireworks that were going off actually kept quite a few dogs awake. They were barking.
Yeah,
okay. So they just wanted to send an apology.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Then I asked who went to this party. And they said, well, I hate to tell you, but a lot of his high-profile friends. Right? And
this does not surprise me in the slightest, yes.
And close friends weren't invited. So it wasn't just us that didn't get an invite, right? So then the messages started coming in when I sent a few texts around. Hey, did you get invited?
Yeah. You'd evidently be a bit like, geez, I've been snubbed here.
First I thought it just was me.
Yeah.
But then I sent some stuff around and I got some messages back, Rhino.
Here we go.
From some people.
Been explaining to do, mate.
That were actually quite upset that Mr. Ryan Daniels
goes and has a 40th.
And doesn't invite. Yep. Some of his closest personal friends.
Fair enough.
And work friends that weren't invited.
Oh, no. Don't you
forget about me. G'day, Rhino. Tim Hipsley here in Melbourne. I hear the 40th birthday party was huge. Even Rick and Sue was there around the carousel. I hear NBA superstar Anthony Davis was sitting back, laying on his pink flamingo, champagne towers galore. Look, now, after 15 years of friendship, Nothing. No invite. Hey, Ryan, I can't believe I wasn't invited to your 40th, especially considering the fact that when I first met you, when I finished playing, you were nothing, nothing. I grabbed your sorry ass off the floor and lifted you up and still didn't get invited to your 40th. Hopefully it was a shit one.
Rhino, it's Fenny. You're a disgrace to society. Seriously, call yourself the mayor of Channel 7. Didn't even invite your best mate to your party. Scotty told me how good it was. Lit. You should really have a good hard look at yourself in the mirror and perhaps see if those wrinkles are still under there somewhere since you've done so much work to them.
G-Man, it's Barra here. Tried to call you. The big fella let slip there's something going on for your birthday. Just checking in as I've been having my letterbox renovated, so I might have missed the invite, big fella.
Hey, Rhino, Bo Pearson here. Mate, sounds like you had a great birthday. Even got a jet ski from Nick Nat. Anyway, pretty flat I didn't get a Guernsey, but can't believe you went to the strippers with Rick and Sue until 5 a.m. Anyway, maybe I'll get an invite to the next one, you dog.
The slander.
Wow.
And can I point out...
Who went to your party? Well, none of those guys went.
One of those blokes was invited to the small get-together.
Oh, wow. It all comes out. He's two co-hosts.
Fenn, the fourth bloke along the line there, with his very deep voice, one of my best friends, he was supposed to come.
Yeah.
And he was resurfacing his driveway.
Oh, can I just say the funniest part about all of this, okay, you didn't invite Petty party, Tommy's gone to the effort of getting some voice notes, is that Barra thinks invites still come in letterboxes.
92.9 Triple M.
All Australian.
The rain stays away.
All Australian team announced this week.
Thoughts? I've got some thoughts. Glad to see Caleb Strong get in there. I thought he deserved it. You're always a bit nervous. I'm not going down the Vic bias path, but you're always nervous for our guys who are sort of almost or in the side or not quite. Like, I thought Caleb might miss out. I thought he might get snubbed.
Super happy for him.
But I'm glad he didn't because he deserved to be in there.
Yeah,
you know, he's had a fantastic year. He has. And I think he'll do very well at the Doig medal, which is on the 12th of...
You going to the Doig?
I'm hosting it.
Oh, you're hosting it.
Oh, here we go.
Actually, I've heard a bit of a rumour about you
now,
hosting
actually.
Another gig for Frio. That you were hosting yesterday. Yeah. How did it go?
No, it was very good. It was good. David Mundy testimonial afternoon. It was beautiful.
Like, are you sort of a... he strikes me as a very polished MC, Tommy.
Yeah, does his research.
Someone like... I feel like this show we've attacked you a bit today, but...
I feel like I'm about to be attacked again. Is there more gear here? Have you guys got more craft?
I thought this was some inside word, but then I saw that Frio tweeted the same thing.
Okay, so what was it?
So... interesting speech from Rhino comparing David Mundy to his hairdresser of 30 years, Allison, for Maddington Forum.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Well, it's going to take a while. How long have we got?
About 60 seconds.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
okay.
David Mundy looks like Allison?
No.
Cuts like Allison?
I compare. It's a very hard
Does
to
Allison
do
play footy? Does she kick like him?
I'm going to need more time.
Okay. All right.
Do you want me to do this later? Have we got a longer break where
I can't just try to summarise.
Okay.
Just go.
All right. Well, now I've wasted 30 seconds wondering about whether I should do it or not. No, it was just more about, you know, eventually, you know, everything moves on. I had the same haircut from Alice for 30 years, and then I started getting free haircuts at Channel 7, so I stopped going there. Mm. It's very hard to do the analogy in 25 seconds, but it worked.
So you dogged Alison and you gave her the flick.
I tell you what, if you need a haircut in Mannington, go to Alison.
Judging by
the fact that Dockers took the piss out of you, they commented on it on their own social media, and then the comments underneath are like, guess you had to be there, Rhino.
Oh, no. So are you nervous going into hosting the Doig medal?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No,
so
you
still
got
that confidence.
Full confidence. Yeah, no.
Okay.
What do you mean you still got the confidence? I landed the haircut thing. Okay. If anyone was there and they heard it, call in and tell me
Mr. Frio
if it landed.
Over here. Purple tie as well for Rhino yesterday.
You got to dress the theme.
All right.
I think the dad jokes just naturally happen as you turn 40, and Tommy will be able to explain that to you. And it's Father's Day tomorrow, so we're gonna. I think we've got a special Father's Day Beat the Huddle quiz.
Beat
coming
the Huddle.
Up.
Let's do it now. 1-3-3-5-3 If you'd like to play, best of five, first of three quiz. You can take on the dad himself, Rhino, or take on the
mum herself,
the bronzed beauty, Danny.
Yes, spray tan on for the John Worsford Medal tonight. I feel good. I look good. I feel fresh. Thanks.
Up for grabs. Event cinema VIP. VMAX double pass.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
do you
great.
Do you want to try it again? The double two.
I'm just reading what producer Sian wrote, and she wrote Event Cinema VIP VMAX double pass.
Well done. All right, there a double.
1-3-3-5-3 if you'd like to play. You can take on Ryan or take on Danny. I think Ryan still hasn't been beaten all
undefeated.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Undefeated.
And someone's got to knock him off.
I've been defeated, but I always, always stay true to my word that I will give you the prize. So have a shot against me.
Such a competitor.
It's a win-win.
And then my brain can't catch up with what I'm trying to say. 92.9 Triple M. Beat the Huddle's next.
Oh, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment.
All right, Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz, first of three wins. You can take on Ryan or Danny and win yourself that fantastic Event Cinema VIP VMAX double pass.
No, you've nailed it, Tommy. Haven't lost a quiz all year. Stated at the start, I'm not going to lose one. I keep giving people the opportunity to take a layup. Beat Danny. She's right there. She is awful at this. Awful.
Hey,
we have now got how many weeks? 23, 24 weeks
today's
of evidence?
Today's quiz is themed Father's Day theme.
Yeah.
And I know my stuff. Clinton from Coogee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, good Clinton, I'm going to give you the choice of each, Tommy, Ryan, or myself today.
Nice.
Tommy, you never play.
That's true.
But I'm going to throw you in there because it's a Father's Day theme and you're a dad. All right? So, Clinton, of the three of us, who would you like to compete against today?
Not Ryan and not Tom.
Smart.
Smart.
This Clinton's a smart man.
Yes.
Oh,
he's a smart
Clintos,
man. Last
Clintos
few weeks, we've had all these heroes coming in thinking they're going to take down the big dog. Clinton just wants to win.
All right. Well,
that's what a smart person does.
Hit me with your best shot. Let's go.
Tough times at the moment. Event cinemas, Father's Day.
Well,
oh, yeah, exactly.
What's your setup, Clinton? You got kids?
I've got two boys, Kobe and Ty, and it's a pretty dismal morning for me after the Bunnies got eliminated last night from finals contention.
You need this.
Need a pick-me-up.
I need it.
Can't promise you a prize, Clinton, but
I reckon you can.
I'm playing you.
All right, let's play.
Your name is your buzzer, Clinton. Ryan's been handed the questions.
Okay.
Okay.
These are very Father's Day themed, and I apologise for any of these. Shano's written them. They're very complicated. Okay, question one. Who could be called the two daddies of the AFL Australian team receiving their fifth Blazers this year? Name one of the two daddies, as Shano has called them.
In the All Australian team?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
Tex Walker.
No, he's not one of the two daddies. I don't know what the daddies part means.
Yeah, I think it just means name one of the two people who are getting their fifth All Australian jersey.
Right, okay.
I saw this yesterday.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint, Clinton. Yeah. One of them plays for the Western Bulldogs, and he's pretty good.
Clinton?
Yes.
is it Bontempelli?
It sure is.
Bontempelli's not a dad.
No, but he's
the daddy.
He's an old boy.
Yeah.
Of a team.
That is a pathetic. Sean, producer Sean, that is a pathetic way of writing the question.
Wow. Look at her getting all competitive all of a sudden, eh?
Oh, okay, question two.
Okay, question two. How many dimples does the average golf ball have? Closest wins.
Clinton?
Wow, he must know. This is a quick answer.
Well, there's a lot, more than my two cheeks. Probably 150.
Okay, right. Danny, it's closest to the pin, which is a perfect term. Which number would you like to throw out there?
45.
Wow, way off. It's 336. So Clinton wins by being 200 away from the margin.
Okay. Stiff, Clinton, 150.
Two up.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Can you test your buzzer out for us, Danny?
Yeah, Danny.
Okay, that does work.
Clinton, just a bit of background
Clinton's
for everyone listening.
Clinton's
loving the gear too. Bit of background for everyone listening. I told producer Sean to theme today's quiz as Father's Day theme.
Yeah.
What are these questions?
No, golf.
I'm getting stuck into her as soon as we've finished this segment.
Don't blame Sean that your fake
calm yourself down, Danny.
Yes.
All right.
Shots fired.
Clintos has got an audience there. He thinks he's, all right.
Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to skip a couple and go to this one. Question five, which is now the third question. What is the term used for getting three strikes in a row in 10-pin bowling?
I was going to say a hat trick.
Then you have to make the sound.
It's not a hat trick.
You have to make the sound. That's the hint.
Three strikes in 10-pin bowling.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an animal. Sound. It's an animal.
It's an animal.
Yeah. If you make the sound, we'll...
Okay.
What animal's that?
Horse.
Shot in a passion.
Clinton, do you want to have a crack? Just pick any animal.
No idea. Three strikes is you're out, but I don't know.
It's a turkey.
Don't know.
Which is fitting because we've got a turkey sitting over here.
Another ripping question, producer Sean.
That's a turkey sitting right over here.
Next question.
She must have been looking at you when she wrote that one.
Oh.
Okay. Which team scored the first goal in last night's AFLW game, Melbourne or Collingwood?
Clinton.
Ooh, have a shot. Now,
I forgot my name.
I don't want to give it away, Clinton.
Yeah.
Because that would be unfair. But what I will say is that it's not Collingwood.
Oh, which?
Melbourne.
There you go. Two all. Okay, we got a thriller. What? Isn't that two all? Did I just give it? Is that it?
That's three. 3-0, buddy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You literally just helped him win.
Well.
You know what, Clinton?
I just
well
put you
played.
Out of your misery.
It's Father's
Turns
Day,
out
so.
You know your yeah. stuff, but I'd like a rematch sometime on this show against Clinton because I have a
I've
feeling
it.
Yeah.
We'll do Mother's Day next year. How about that?
Yeah, I love it. Clinton up against the turkey.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Clinton, and enjoy your double pass to our VMAX.
Which child's not going to go, Clinton?
Well, I just had to get an extra ticket and they can all go, right?
Yeah, oh, that's a good dad.
You're
there.
A good dad.
Problem solving dad.
See you, Clinton. Enjoy those tickets to VMAX double pass, which is good. And Danny, you lose again?
Yep, I lose again, but I still am proud of myself for having a crack. And
you do that horse
Rhino
sound again.
Helped Clinton cheat.
What
so
horse? You make that horse sound.
I'm not going to have a word to producer Sean about the questions. And who knows a turkey? Is what you get for three strikes in 10-pin bowling.
I knew it.
What
I knew
like, that. Yeah. What sound does a turkey make?
I'm not doing that.
No, you're not falling for that
you
one.
Don't know. Go
on. Can you do your horse again before you go to the break?
Yeah,
92.9 Triple M coming up. Danny's bought some stuff from a second draw. We'll find out what's happening with that.
What's going on today?
And we'll talk about the John Worsfold medal and get Rhino's predictions for the big night tonight. The second hour of the show. First hour was very interesting. We caught up, of course, with Ryan's big party.
It was a barrel of laughs the first hour of the show. You can catch up, of course, on the Listener app.
Yes.
After LISTNR.
Yeah, find
catch
out.
Catch the podcast there.
How much sun Danny's had the past couple of days?
Oh, yes. Actually, can I give a shout out to my spray tan place?
Of course you can.
Olive and July here in Subiaco.
Yep.
The girls there are great. Oh.
They have varying levels
of... I pay
of,
for every cent of this spray tan. I'm just genuinely like local, supporting local businesses.
Yeah, and they do... The good thing about them, Tommy, is they do varying levels. So you can go in and say, give me normal.
Yeah.
Or give me overly the top ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Danny's
got It's actually funny you say that because I always struggle to get an appointment on a Friday arvo because you've normally filled a lot of the spots with your treatments, Rhino. So you would know. Hey, All Australian selection this week, which was exciting. Yes. Simo stays on this week as
his
coach. There's a lot to talk about,
heaps
which, we'll,
stuff to get
which
through.
We'll dissect
a
next.
A bit going on down at Fremantle too.
Yeah.
Ryan might have some info, the latest, about a couple of players and whether they're going or staying.
I do.
Always
down
hot
at
the
Fremantle Dockers. And Danny's wellness secrets and that coming up here in the second hour. 92.9 Triple M. This is Limp Bizkit. But coming up next, we'll go around the grounds, get all the footy info from the number one footy man in Perth. And find out what's happening down there at the Fremantle Dockers.
Is Barra coming on?
John Worsfold medal tonight.
Big night for Danny.
And we were just discussing some outfit choices. We'll get to that later on.
Do you know, I sort of confided in you two, which I'm not sure why, because I've got producer Sean out there. I confided in the two of you and showed you my outfit ahead of tonight.
I'm
feeling really good about it. I love it.
It's been made by a local designer. Yeah, love her work.
Rhino called me a marshmallow. So
well,
that's low from Rhino.
Who doesn't like marshmallows? That's a negative thing. It's quite confronting when you see it, when you first look at it.
Hang on. Confronting is the wrong use of word.
Look.
I'm owning it. I feel great in it.
It's going to be good tomorrow, isn't it?
I'm from Thornley. High fashion is not in my blood.
If you were both coming tonight, I would have got a photo with you both, but you're not. So enjoy your night on the couch.
The fancy people like Danny will...
Paper tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, can I just say...
There'll be a photo tomorrow of Danny in a beautiful
dress.
In the
West Australian, when they wrote the article about fans not being able to come to the John Worsfold medal because of the elite.
This is yesterday.
Why did they use a photo of Luke and I? Why put our image to that?
Oh, you're very elite type of people.
Oh,
yeah, caviar for dinner every night.
When you asked me for their email address to send
elite.
That photo in.
Elite. You'll see me lining up like every other average Joe, ordering my BLT and a coffee on a Saturday morning. Don't put me in that bracket.
Okay, let's do it now then. You just asked us how many outfit changes you should have for the night.
Yeah.
I said to you, should I pack an after-party dress?
That's
BLT elite, Tommy.
Thornley gear.
Is that elite?
That's elite.
Should I pack an after-party dress because I'm wearing a jumpsuit and I want to be able to bump and grind, which means dance.
Question two. Are you or are you not staying in a suite at Crown Towers tonight?
No, I'm going back to the comfort of my own Tempur mattress in my house.
Question three. Have you managed to sneak an upgrade?
No. No, lies. I don't know. Everything has been above the board. We are just, you know what? It's a special night for the Shoeys. So
did you demand?
No, it'd be a great night.
Did I demand it? We are talking.
The president.
No, I didn't ask for what. I didn't get the mansion, Crown Mansion like Rhino did for his 40th, which we weren't invited
Bieber
to.
Stayed in one of those.
Let's talk. Did he?
Yeah,
well.
All right, so footy's going on, Rhino.
I guess I probably.
We got the AAS All-Australian squad. We spoke about that before.
Yeah.
But just run me through a couple of things that's happening at the Dockers. Liam Henry, what's happening with him?
Yeah, so he wants out. Look, I know there's he's had some chats with a few of the players this week, and they've sort of said to him, hey, look, you got to do what you got to do. A couple of them have said, hey, make sure you're making the right choice. A couple of the veterans, I know that to be true. I think, you know, they'd love him to stay because he is a talent, and he's shown in the last 10 to 15 games of the season that, you know, it's in there. He's an AFL player, and he's going to be a really good one. So I think they're a bit flat because they put a fair bit of work into Liam Henry. But he'll go. There's a few clubs chasing his signature. St Kilda and Hawthorn are the two front runners, I would say, for that one. It really could go either way from here. He hasn't decided on a club as far as I'm aware. So that's that one. Nathan Wilson has been delisted. Had some really good moments for both GWS and Freo. Trav Collier as well. Again, like a real spark plug and a good club man as well. Trav Collier. Joel Hamling's the one that's in the balance. I think they'll probably keep him for another year. They need key defender stocks, and he played some decent footy at the end of the year as well.
Now, the other one that's being spoken about, which the Dockers have just put a blanket line through, is Sean Darcy. Is there anything in this or just speculation?
I've answered this like so many times now, as I'm sure they're probably feeling the same way. I don't think there's anything in that. Now, things can change in footy, you know, who knows a year from now. I don't know. But as far as I'm aware, Sean Darcy is not going anywhere. He'll be staying at the Fremantle Dockers. He'll be playing alongside Luke Jackson. They think that can work. And at times this year, it showed that it can work. So, yeah, I think sometimes the noise just keeps gathering. But in this case, I don't think there's anything behind it.
All right, West Coast, what's the latest on Devin Robertson and Tyler Brockman from the Hawthorn Footy Club?
Yeah, well, again, my understanding is that Brockman's told West Coast that he's going to come there. So he hasn't signed anything yet. The trade can't be done, obviously. But I think that's where he's going to end up. He's a good little player. I like him. He's fast. He's twitchy. He kicks goals.
Nice for him and Noah Long to be in the forward
line. Do I need
line?
To vacuum the spare bedroom?
I would. He's only 20, I think. So he's from Perth, so he's probably got family.
Imagine
there
Danny.
There was something through the week on the news, a rumour that we were getting someone come stay with us. Do you know of this?
Not my news.
I think it's Danny demanding that Devin Robertson comes and stays with us.
Well, Dev might happen. It might not. Brisbane are keen to keep him. I think West Coast are definitely
would
into
you
him.
You want me to wash your training gear? Follow me to the laundry.
Oh, my washing machine's broken. Can I use your abs?
You want some parmesan on your pasta? Let me. Is that a thing, Grant? Yeah,
that's gross.
Anyway, they'll both be fine, right?
Well, Dev's still up in the air. So Brisbane are obviously keen to keep him. West Coast are into him. There's an offer from West Coast. It's not 4 years, but he'll have to weigh that up once the season's done with Brisbane. And he's a nephew of Darren Glass. There's some West Coast blood in his body. And I think he would be a great pickup for them, but we'll see. Good. Anything
right.
else? What
rock
else you got?
Solid.
West Coast blood in his body.
Rock solid. Thank you, Ryan Daniels. Thank you, Tom Atkinson. I want to talk to you next about something that's been bothering me. I hear you coming in aching, complaining all the time about your marathon training.
Yeah, I'm sore.
I've bought in some products. Okay. I'll talk to you about it next.
All right. We'll find out what's in Danny's box next up. She's brought it in.
Ease
got
up.
A few things in there.
Ease up how you just throw that sentence out there.
What? Your cardboard box over there.
Listen to this, boys. Now, you both are in your 40s. You turn 40.
I don't like how you keep saying it like that. Well, you're in your 40s.
Well, you are in your... Well, that's... Wait, realities hit you, doll. Like, you're in your 40s. You know,
the only good thing is that...
I didn't mean to call you doll. It just came out.
I just worked, person's
might
name.
Might as well call me Barb.
I just worked out. Danny will be 40 just before I turn 50.
Wow.
Just.
Yeah, just.
I don't want to be in my 50s and Danny's in her 30s.
Oh, yeah. Now, you enter this new decade, boys. Tommy, you've been in it for a few years. But your body starts to need a little bit of assistance in the way you take care of yourself. You've been running, okay, and you're constantly in here complaining about your hips being sore, your joints being sore. Tommy, you've got a newborn.
Yeah.
You're starting to get fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay, these are things that start to happen as we age. And because I am a spring chicken still, I thought, well, I'm going to help the boys out.
Here we go.
One of our friends from London, Matt, his name is, came to stay with us for Luke's last game, and he spent the week with us. And he works for a company in London called Therabody. They have some... No. I'm not sponsored by Therabody, and I can wholeheartedly say that. Matt has bought products to our house. I thought I'd bring it in studio today just to show you guys, this, believe it or not, is not something you buy from the adult shop.
It looks like it's come from your second drawer.
Oh, from my second drawer, yeah. Well, I would have a wide set one if it did, but it doesn't.
Oh,
so,
what?
Jesus.
Chest of drawers.
Oh.
I have a wide, because it's huge. The device is huge. This is a Therabody. This is a Therabody.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
This is a Therabody massage gun. Okay, and it trigger points spots that are sore on your body. Yeah. I'm going to hand it to you, Ryan. I'll just set it up for you.
Can you clean it first?
I'll hand it, and I want you to just put that into your hip pain, all right?
Rhino, here's some gloves.
Oh, stop. Can you just put that into your hip? Maybe stand up off your chair. How does that feel? It feels good.
It's hitting the spot.
All right, for the duration of this, I want you to do that for me. Now, I'm also going to hand you, Rhino, these goggles to put on. Okay, so you'll have to take your headphones off for a second.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, this is going. So Ryan's currently with a...
Ryan is really sweaty. I just touched the back of his head.
He's got the wide...
And he's really
the
sweaty.
The wide setting on the...
So to set the scene, Ryan's got a massage gun into his hips and he's wearing the Therabody smart goggles. Now, these goggles help with sleep. So what I'm going to do for you, Rhino, just while we're here on air, I'm going to whack this setting on medium. I've got an app on my phone that can activate your sleep goggles.
Oh.
And I'm just going to whack you on a 5-minute setting there.
Yeah, do that.
Just to really get you started. It's all activated by the app. I put these on every night and I'm a big believer in them helping me get a deep sleep.
Oh, wow.
So can you feel that?
Yeah, it's massaging my eyes.
Now, I had Liam Duggan in these sleep goggles at our house through the week. I've had my father, myself, Luke's been wearing them. Apparently Scott Selwood wears them. That's what he uses to get to sleep. So
none of you had conjunctivitis.
How's it feeling? Come on, and talk the listeners through the
vibe
right now.
I'll give you the whatever you found in your top drawer is doing a great job on my back. I'll give that's working. What is this thing called?
The Therabody body gun massage.
Yeah, the body gun. That's pretty good. And the eye thing is weird. It's warm.
They look like VR goggles, don't they, Tommy?
I feel like VR goggles. They're a little uncomfortable, if I'm going to be honest, but they are massaging my eyebrows, which are prominent.
Now imagine that at night. The kids have gone to sleep. Kel's watching Netflix in the other room and you just go, I need to get off my devices. I'm going to lay flat. I'm going to put my sleep goggles on, put the warmth setting on, the vibration. How good is it?
What is happening here? Are you working for Therabody?
Oh, no, I'm not working for Therabody. I'm just trying to tell you guys, now that you're in this new decade of your life, you've got a newborn.
Tim Shaw from Demtel.
you Rhino.
Just 12 easy payments of $49.95.
Now that you're in your 40s, you will never look better if you use these products. Mark my words, I've been using them for a week and I'm a massive advocate for them. So anyway.
Yep.
Get around it.
And just double checking, Ryan, it's still on the wide setting. 92.9.
Idiots.
Triple level.
It's a buzzing sound.
Can I just say, you guys will really get benefit out of those products, but send some to your house.
Well, Vinky just texted me. She wants one of the eye things. The
massager. The sleep goggles?
I reckon she wants the other thing too, Tommy. Just quietly.
We have just had a kid, Rhino.
Heads out of the gutter and onto the John Worsfold Medal.
The John Worsfold Medal, for those that don't know, that is the best and fairest night.
Club Champion Awards.
Crown. Mm-hmm. Danny will be there. She'll be the star of the blue carpet.
I will not be the star of the blue carpet. I'm... Make way for the beautiful young players who now... Luke and I, we're old now.
Yeah, I bumped into Duggo last night and out for pizza with his new fiancée, Lauren. And they have Duggo's parents are here. They've flown over because he gets his life membership.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Duggo.
It'll be so the event's live streamed on the West Coast website tonight. I think it'll be really nice for fans to hear from Adam Simpson for the first time. And it's going to be obviously a nice farewell for the three retirees, obviously,
it'd be a great
Nick
night.
And Bunger and Luke. And that's Luke calling me now, mate, not while I'm on air. And also, the top five tonight. Now, you've both been talking about your predictions.
Yes.
Lock it in.
Does Tim Kelly win?
Yes, he does. But okay. I was going to give it some suspense and go from the bottom upwards. But there you go. You've given it away. And by
I
the way,
I could never be a Channel 7 journalist. Just, I'm just too
too straight
my story
to the point.
Done, and we'll
can
see
I clarify?
Night.
This isn't a breaking news. He's going to win because I know he's going to win. This is a prediction.
That's not what you said off air.
No, this
I
is
said,
a prediction.
Does he win? It's a prediction. Does he win?
It's a prediction. Yeah. This is not like leaked information.
Well,
by the way.
Yeah. No.
So I think this is how my top five mm-hmm. would be.
All right.
I
so
think,
what
based
on
had a good look at it and
so. So it's, they get votes for how they perform based on their expectation for every game, correct?
Yeah, so it's sometimes
not like a
it's role based or
three, two, one.
Yeah, and yeah. So the more games you play, that's helpful correct. Too,
like
right?
Last year, Luke only played how many 17 games
yeah.
last year?
Yeah.
And I think he came 10th.
Yeah, so you have to play a lot of games.
You got to play. You got to hit the 20 plus mark to be in the mix.
And there's not a lot of guys that are over that number.
No,
there's
not, because of all the injuries.
Seven.
So it's a survival of the fittest. And so I'm going to put Jaden Hunt, the new recruit, at fifth.
Yep.
Some people are a bit surprised by that. Zabe owes me a carton of beer if I get that right.
23 games this year.
Yep.
I doubted whether they needed him for his age, but has been sensational.
Very good and durable. Yep. At number four, breakouts, Ruckman, Bailey Williams. I've got him at four.
Has the fifth most hit outs for the season out of any Ruckman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go, Tommy. Good research. At three, I would put Liam Duggan, our own Liam Duggan.
Has had a good second half of the season, especially since his move into the midfield.
Oh, gee, has the special comments from Tommy. And at number two, I would have...
Lives and breathes it.
Yeah, this is my happy place right now.
Number two.
He loves the top five, too.
He does love the top five, yeah. Really stepping on his ground here. Oscar Allen would be number two for me, I would think. And it's going to... I'm pretty sure Tim Kelly's going to win this. But I think Oscar will push him. And it'll be those two that it'll come
just
down
before,
to.
Just before. Now, we did this in breakfast the other day and you stuffed this up. So wait for the end. Oh. At number one, it is the John Worsfold Medal for 2023. None other than West Coast's own superstar, former Geelong Cat.
How long is this drum roll? Tim Kelly.
That drum roll was painful.
My
goodness. This is a prediction.
Yeah, it's a prediction.
Prediction.
Now, the real winner on the night will be all the other people there if pirates attack, because Danny's shirt or dress is ready. It's pirate themed.
She will be able to
take down those swashbuckling villains.
I'm wearing a beautiful jumpsuit, and it's been made by a local designer with gorgeous sleeves. Do you know, it's funny, Ryan. Do you know, it's funny you should have come at my outfit. Yeah. Not all of us get a free wardrobe from Channel 7 that we wear in our personal time as well.
Hey, can I just ask one more question? Mm. Did they throw it in eye patch as well?
Funny should the two men, 7 to 9 years my seniors, come at me with my outfit choices.
No, it'll be a great night, Mitty.
I didn't say that.
I love the dress. I get it. You guys have never walked a blue carpet. You've never had the privilege of having a partner in the limelight.
Never walked a plank either. Never.
I fell into that, you ass. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's good. I save it all up for next week.
Enjoy tonight.
You've earned it.
92.9 Triple M.
Why is the rum always gone?
You know, Ember still claims that he's the main man behind the AFLW West Coast Eagles team.
No, I don't doubt that. He did a bit of coaching.
He did a bit of coaching.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
I haven't won a game
an
since.
Inspiration. No, he is. Well, there's a new WAC there as well, Lauren WAC, who's debuting tomorrow.
Officially.
So he has been replaced.
Father's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Making my debut.
You're dying,
excited
no.
for you, Tommy.
What little handprint card has Luca got in store for you?
Just get me a Bunnings voucher.
Bunnings voucher. That's so dad.
That's exactly what we bought for Luke's old man, a Bunnings voucher.
Well, we can go to an expert in Father's Day. Because I want to find out what reaction you need to make when they say, here's a macaroni
That's
necklace.
That's true. And I can tell you, like, I have done a lot of the handmade stuff over the years, but also spent a lot of money on my own dad over the years. So we thought we'll get him online now. His name is Tony. G'day, Dad.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
What are you doing right now, Dad? Just out of interest?
I was just preening myself, that's all.
Preening. Oh. Okay. Well, Dad's coming to the John Walsford medal with us tonight because it's a special night for Luke. So he likes to put a little bit of colour in his hair. He takes care of himself.
He wants to look sharp.
Metrosexual like yourself, Rhino.
Like
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Dad, we've been talking about Father's Day. Can you recall any of the best sort of gifts or gestures I've done for you over the years?
Well, you always come up with something. Things like socks.
Oh, yeah, good one, Danny.
Anything else off the top of your head?
Probably the best thing that I've received from you wasn't from Father's Day, it was from my birthday.
Okay, what was it?
A couple of months ago. Well, you bought me some pyjamas, a long top and long pants.
Yep.
And the material it's made of, it's just so nice. I can't wait to come home, shower, and put them on.
That's good, Dad.
I'll tell you what, you might have to get your dad one of those guns.
Yeah, the massage guns. Well, actually, Dad was over through the week with the sleep goggles on. What was that experience like, Dad?
That was amazing. It felt good, but, you know, you got to have someone to do that for you. It'd be good to have that done every night.
Nice, wouldn't it? Now, Tony, can I ask, it would be silly of us to have you on and not ask you a little bit about Danny because no one would know her better than you. Can you give us some insight into Danny, maybe what she was like as a little girl, as a teenager? Was she a problem for you or was she an easy kid?
Don't tell him about the time I shaved my eyebrows off, Dad.
to be honest, she did do a few funny things, but she was an exemplary child. She was good.
I could never
give her a kiss goodnight. If I went to her bed and I'd bend down and say, "Goodnight, sweetie," she would hold the hand up and say, "Stop, Dad, I'm okay."
Yeah, I was independent, independent from a young... Yeah. Now all I want is for Luke to give me kisses goodnight.
He says, "Stop, Dan, I'm okay."
Dad, I've always lived in the shadow of my brother Adam, my older brother Adam. Dad spelt my name Daniel in my birthday cards for the best part of 33 years. Dad, Adam and I would say I live in the shadow. So just a quick one, Dad, just, you know, in Father's Day tomorrow, just testing out your fatherly skills. What's Adam's birthday?
1st of October.
Okay. What year?
86.
All right. What's my birthday, Dad?
15th of July.
Oh! You get it?
He's lucky. He's very lucky. Don't doubt your dad. He's literally written "Happy Birthday, Daniel" in my birthday cards.
Tony, my whole life. You're still getting your hands out working on the tools?
He's a mechanic, yep.
Our hands always on the tools, Ryan. Yep.
Beautiful.
Ryan or Tommy.
Did I see something during the week that happened down at the mechanic workshop?
Yeah, so Dad's got Stirling Mechanical Repairs there in Osborne Park. It's all right. Shout out for the familiar, for the business. You got broken into, Dad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I left the premises for half an hour, locked up, came back, and somebody put a hammer through the front window, the door, broke in, rifled through the place. Took my backpack with all my tax papers. I just had all ready to give to the accountant and a little bit of money in there as well.
Customers that are paid in cash, of course. It was a hard week for Dad. You're a hard worker. I'm going to treat you with lunch at Gage Roads tomorrow, Dad.
Oh, beautiful.
Actually, maybe even Long Neck Brewery.
That's Long Neck Brewery.
Dad's not been there before. Actually, Dad, we could take your little boat, your little fishing, your little dinghy. Yes, what, Dad? What were you going to say?
Well, you want to treat me tomorrow? Well, I thought you wanted to come here and have fish and chips.
if you don't mind shouting, Luke's tired now, Dad. That'd be good.
All right, Tony, have a great Father's Day tomorrow. We know you're probably dealing with Danny over these years.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye-bye.
And where's his mechanic workshop again?
Stirling Mechanical Repairs in Osborne Park.
All right, he's a man. You want to pay in cash, go see Tony. Father's Day tomorrow. Happy Father's Day, Rhino.
Thank you, Tommy. You too, mate. You've earned it.
My debut.
Yep. Just appreciate all the love, mate. Just get a lot of cuddles in. That's all it's about.
All right. You can catch me at Wembley Golf Course. Come say hi.
You did say that's what you're going to do. Finals AFLW obviously kicks off this weekend, and next weekend we go into the first week of AFL Finals. I did not know, and I don't know whether I was living under a rock or what happened. last year for the grand final, they were on the Yarra, on the river, on the plot.
I blame Baz for that.
It was awful.
It's now back on the streets, right? So they're taking it to the streets of Melbourne. Thank God. What on earth was the thinking behind
it? It was awful. And it was...
It started off Baz here, right?
It started off Baz pitched it for Swan River. For our parade.
Isn't the whole idea to get the players up close to the fans? And
it was... So the boats were tiny. There was literally like four boats and they were so far away from, you couldn't even tell who was out there. Like you could, you had binoculars to see the players on the boats.
Surely they knew how far away they were. Like the river hasn't gotten wider overnight.
It was the most underwhelming thing I've ever seen. I was like, that's it? They had like, it was so sad. They had like a little band like first and then they floated past and then the team would float past and then another little band and then the second team. What? That's it. It's like, like there's no like, you know, people on
the grand final parade. If you've done one, you're good.
Yeah, like it's one of those things that you've seen. Great to see it once. Yeah,
I tend to agree. The only reason to go is if your team's in it.
Yeah.
I would have thought. And people in Melbourne, they love it. And they get down there and it becomes a whole thing. There's a festival of footy down there near the MCG, which is actually pretty cool.
You can win tickets right now at Triple M in our family pass or boarding pass. So you have to either take the family pass to the Royal Show plus 100 show bucks or go into the draw for the trip to the grand final.
Yeah, so
the Toyota AFL grand final.
So I was listening to this yesterday. So you're guaranteed the Royal Show thing.
Correct.
But the other thing is a risk.
Oh, no, wait, you're going to be going, Rana.
Yeah, big Royal Show
Big showman.
Big dag with Hugh Jackman man over there. All right, coming up, Saturday Rubs after us, 92.9 Triple M. Have a great night
you
tonight,
You too, guys.
Danny.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
See you later.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry-on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.